Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Hey, I'm not last for once.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening.
No, I can't not say it that way.
And yeah, all the people that are used to it being a certain way just lost their fucking minds.
We rearranged the table a little bit just to fuck with Paul.
Hey. And it didn't work. I didn't give a shit. Yeah.
That was our intent, was to fuck with you.
Doesn't see, he could have said it's still in the same order.
Yeah. No, the audience would have known.
No, I
known.
Go left to right. I don't change that shit.
Yeah.
Except for when Colin was... Colin came first, even though he was right in the middle of the group.
It was because in my head I had to not forget he existed. The question of the day is, when you were growing up and like, who was your characters? Or I'm sorry, when your characters were growing up, who was their favorite cape? And again, Blastar has two damn answers, you. Probably.
Damn you.
Maybe.
Damn you.
All right, who wants to go first?
I think I'll start.
Hit it.
I'm going to go with Silhouette. Had ghost and teleportation powers.
I love it. Tell me more.
I'm thinking more along the lines of like a shadow on a wall.
Okay.
You know, and it's rather than going with the typical, you know, the shadow, yeah. I went Silhouette instead.
That's cool. So she was a contemporary of Shade. Who is like known for her shadow portals?
Okay, yeah.
Only the shadow knows.
Cool. Fine. Rob, you can go next.
Yay! We're going in order.
Yeah, that's fine.
So Daemon would have two, a cape by the name of Maester Morterra, who years
weak
ago,
choice.
There's two.
That's why there's two.
Yep. When Daemon was young, he was actually starting to learn a little bit of magic. He never got good at it. And then his character class got changed. They changed again.
Kiss my grits. We actually had a story-based reason for why that happened.
From him going from a Bloodhunter profane soul to a...
That was just because that class is trash.
Says you.
But
says most people.
Because Morterra is actually intelligence based, that's why he looked up to him. But Claw, Isaiah Corvin, was his other contender for his favorite for the longest time as well, because he is also known for his high intelligence. And he grew up trying to emulate them.
Did he grow up in Chicago? No, he grew up all over. But where did he settle? It was Riverside City, right?
Which one?
I know Claw. I'm talking about Demon.
Daemon was not born in the United States. Spoiler alert.
Well, we knew that. Okay, I knew that.
Yeah.
Where did he grow? Where did he grow up in the States?
Where did he grow up in the States?
Was it all over?
He was moving all over at first, but he eventually did settle down after his father, what he knew of, died. He settled down in Riverside City because that was the last place he was at.
Got it. All right. Natalie, do you want to go next, or want Mike to go next?
We're doing it in order.
Come on,
so
Paul.
Mike is next.
Fine, Mike, you can go.
Well, the obvious answer would be El Combustion, because, you know, kind of have to say that.
But if you had to pick a number two.
Legally speaking.
So number two is poop. Got it.
Yeah. Well, trying to think of who Rico would pick as a good, you know.
George.
He wasn't a cape until recently.
He lost his... not friend George, Uncle George. Or his uncle.
Was never a cape.
Oh, okay. I knew it was FSA, but...
He also didn't have legs until, like, a little bit ago.
Yeah. No, he was injured to lose his legs, I thought.
He was...
As a kid.
Named as a child.
Got it.
By his mom.
Yeah.
Got it.
By Lucas's sister.
Sister, not mom.
Oh. In any case, no.
Blastar.
Yeah.
No, I understood where you were going, but it's just a clarification for the people that...
Correct.
Yeah. I would have to say it'd be something like... I want to go with Skyrocket.
Talk to me.
He's, you know...
I'm going to write that shit down. There's no way I remember that guy's name.
Yeah.
It's like it's recorded.
Yeah. And someone will eventually go back through and get the names out of these things for me. Yeah.
But, you know, he flies. He has kind of similar powers to Bright Force in the fireworks aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, projectiles, energy blasts.
A whole nine.
Yeah. But, you know, very explosive personality.
Where's he based out of?
The sky.
Portland. I figure I'll throw that in there for you guys.
Okay.
You know, but he's an older, you know, he's older.
Is he the same generation as El Combustion or one after?
I would say one after.
If El Combustion is it, he'd be a golden age, he'd be a silver age?
Yeah.
Okay. Natalie,
we've already, in a previous episode, mentioned who Bright Force's favorite superheroine cape is. Because she had the trading cards, and she kept that one in her wallet. Do you remember the name?
Of course I do.
What's her name?
Do you remember her name?
No.
Dynamo.
Dynamo. Her name is Dynamo. Boom. I asked for her autograph and she gave it to me, and then I believe we also are in need of a fisticuffs match between the two of them.
A sparring match.
Yes.
Wait. Don't you also have that other one that was your principal at the other school?
Mm-mm.
Femme Fatale?
No. The public school.
Oh, it wasn't the principal. It was the fighting. It was the...
The instructor.
It was the... No, it was the principal.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also the coach for the fighting sports.
Yeah, the martial arts club, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whose name is...
But she was a cape.
Hold on.
But she,
A-U-A. You didn't spell it out, but I remember this because it was part of the document I wrote.
No, that was the one I sent you.
That was the principal, that was the principal that supported her.
Hold on, I have it right here. I actually have the original document that became this. Swarm. Iko Awa. She's the principal and
you. Good job.
Good shot.
Good job.
Swarm. Ikoawa is her real name, and she came out publicly after the surge.
I thought she didn't because she was the principal at a school that hated capes.
Well, how would you know her real name then?
I don't know because.
I said
Principal Awa, but we didn't know she was Swarm. We knew she was a cape.
Because you like to tell us things, even though we don't ask.
Yeah. No, I would say that she actually did come out publicly, and that's why she doesn't work
there
anymore.
You would probably do one of these where you go.
She did, at least for a little while.
Yep. Yeah, until the process
she informs.
It's almost impossible to get rid of a principal once they're in place.
Yeah.
It takes multiple rounds of the school board saying we want them gone before they're gone. So Swarm, a.k.a. Iko Awa, Principal Awa, and her power is that she can actually be in multiple places. She's a duplicant.
Yeah.
Who kicks ass.
That is a power set we wanted to talk to you about.
Duplicant? Yeah, I thought about it too.
Clones.
So my answer is Dynamo?
Dynamo.
Question mark? Dynamo. But then in an asterisk underneath, we add the form of Principal.
Swarm.
Sure, let's go with that. We'll do that.
She stepped
it that
up
way.
For you a couple of times,
huh?
She stepped up for you a couple of
that
times.
That is fair.
She stopped you from getting expelled like two or three times.
This is fair. But I had dynamos in her wallet.
So three
you
of us actually picked two.
You are talking over me.
Wait, I thought of a third one for Luna.
Is it Boom Saint?
Nine.
She wasn't a cape. She was.
But she wasn't a known cape while she was growing up.
That's a current fave.
All
right. And she wasn't a known cape while she was growing up, so.
So, I'm going to do something different this time for the recap. I'm going to roll D4.
No.
No! That's it. That's it! I'm leaving.
Why not? It is a 3.
Hey, it's Rob.
Hey, it's Art!
If you're already this far deep, why the fuck are you listening to this podcast if this is your first one? That's my recap. There you go. Boom. Done.
RP.
All right.
If you're listening to this and you see this episode number and you go, this is where I want to start.
Yeah.
You are incorrect. Incorrect. This is a why are you here?
You have to watch it.
Why are you this far is my other question. Follow up.
In any case. I'm trying to think where we started the last episode.
We escaped the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, more time travel.
Oh, my God.
We
got out of
Hero Forge, and that's where we ended the previous episode.
Yeah.
So this was getting the information to Claw.
Getting Cerberus out
of his undercover work.
And what was the location?
It would be the headquarters of the Corporate Crusaders.
Cape Crusaders.
I know. I'm referring to them as that from now on.
That's very accurate.
Yeah.
The double C.
I spent a lot of spells healing up, his name?
Cerberus.
Yep. Thank you for that. I do like that you introduced my other character.
He was always planned, but I had to get there.
I know. For those of you that haven't listened to our strike mission, we rescued Cerberus. We discussed what was going to happen with the Hero Forge. We went and found a couple of other high-tier capes and talked them into... They decided to buy out the land around where the vault was.
That is what they did, yes.
We made a reference to a Mr. P that annoyed some people in the party.
Oh, excruciatingly.
Mr. P, speaking of P, I gotta go. Sorry, bad joke from a play.
Continue.
Afterwards, we decided, there's not much else we can do for the night, so we were going to settle in and do our nighttime things. Art went home, talked to his parents. Dylan went home and talked to his parents. Luna went to Allison's house and then stopped and got some stuff out of her room before her
she
room...
She didn't make it to Allison's house.
No, I did. To drop off my stuff.
She opened the door, dropped off my stuff,
and she was just like, son of a fucking...
Her old room exploded.
No, the whole house.
No, it was the room.
Okay.
It was the
and
room.
Everything below it. But.
Yeah.
But as she went outside, she looked up and saw a red streak fleeing the scene and yelled after it, you coward, you missed. Or something along those lines.
Come fight me, you coward.
Yeah.
Yep. Something along those lines.
And as soon as Boom Saint stopped, Luna decides, I'll call emergency, get here soon, please.
Also,
help.
Also,
new granddad?
Grandpa, can you come? And then.
Oh shit, she's here.
And then that's when she turned around, actually. Was when he arrived.
Let's see.
He says, I'm on the way, Nieto.
Ta.
Nieto.
Blastar and Damon went to the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yep.
And then.
A heavily drinking Grimoire.
Who lost her her buzz because of a lesser restoration.
Yep.
Damon's
So she kept drinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fine. And then I can get back there.
We got the all call, and Guinevere gave us teleportation potions that had a 33% chance of dropping us somewhere or doing something bad to us.
Yeah, you didn't roll.
Yep.
We haven't rolled yet.
We rolled at the end of the last episode.
And they both ended up where they wanted to, which was...
Yep.
In your front yard.
Blaststar actually had to give me directions because I had never been there.
Correct.
Hey, psychic powers, baby.
Yes.
Yep.
I also gave them to Zeus because he was there with us.
And Zeus had to finish things up with Grim.
We were given 3 teleportation potions.
He was given the third one, but he did not show up with us.
He was under the impression of, well, we need to get there now. So I thought he was teleporting with us.
He wouldn't be there to fight with you, though. That's the thing.
He failed. He had the 33%.
He had 33%. He rolled, and...
somehow I figured you were going to
he ended
to
up in
that.
The middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Boom,
he's like,
done.
Son of a bitch. All right, go up a little bit, and then... be there in 2 minutes!
The guy could be anywhere in the world in the snap of a finger.
You're right. He's like, hold on.
He's on a different plane.
I don't know where your house is. Oh, shit.
He's on a different plane.
He, yeah. Or just his suit arrives with us. She did say it was an embarrassing side effect.
Yeah, actually, what it does is it disables, it hits you with a planar anchor. You can't teleport for the next day. She Ouch. Actually turned his powers off. Not all of them, but...
So wait, why would he have taken the potion if he can just...
He can't leave the plane himself.
Okay. Planar teleport. Okay.
So he drank it, he's like, I'm not gone. He's just like, so... You hear this from her later. Now you can't teleport for the next 24 hours. He's like, but that's what I do.
Yeah. It also means he can't be part of the big fight in the morning.
Yep. Unless they find a different way.
Or they go through a portal instead of being an actual teleport. But that takes time. He can't teleport.
Ah.
But if you teleport in circle, is actually a portal. The way they work.
Right.
And it
takes 10 minutes.
And it's like that Maester Martera, Maester Mortum, and my character's father are all in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
So he'll find a way.
Yeah.
But it'll be before after this fight's over.
Yeah.
Again, right, they're not doing 10 minutes.
So there's a loud thump as Alcombustion lands beside you, all Avengers style ready to he's like, let's go.
Action. Twilight Sanctum. Yeah. Temporary hit point.
Initiative.
Roll for initiative, suckers!
Natalie, roll with advantage.
Did you give it to her or did you keep it for yourself?
Son of a fucking...
I can't... I have to use an action to take it away from her, and I haven't.
Okay, this is the funniest shit. Ready for this? We have... The first one was a 1, right? Ready for the second one?
2.
Is a natural 20.
Okay.
You go first, if you want to.
You choose the order.
Like I have
you
to.
Choose where you go in the order.
Remember, she's out of reach.
I would very much like to go first, please.
She rolls his advantage, too, but she's got a better bonus than the rest of y'all.
Guess what, bitch? I get to go
Fuck
first.
Me, Fuck me, really? Does she lucky that?
No, she does not lucky that.
Yes, she does, because that wastes his charge of lucky.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, yes, you do. You should do that, because that would be smart.
She's on 14.
Ha, I beat her on my roll itself.
I rolled a 4.
She has a plus 10 to fucking initiative.
And it's never surprised.
Observant. 14.
14 total? Yeah. I rolled a 4, man. What do you want from me?
Okay.
17.
21.
And my 4 plus 2 for 6.
Hey, we missed one person. A barbarian.
Who is raging?
Is he not?
He got a 12. Nice.
Plus?
10 plus 2 is 12.
Okay.
Hey, we have the same deck.
The three of us.
We really are related.
Wait a moment.
He's very thick.
Okay, Paul, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to glitter cone you.
She's 200 feet in the air.
All right, fantastic. I'm going to, once again, I can't fly. Fuck. Never mind. I'm still going to... Wait. Oh.
I can let you fly.
Oh. Yes, please.
But you have to wait till
it's action. You have to wait till my
action. Son of a bitch!
So you could do something this round. I'll cast fly on you at the end of the round, and then you can do whatever you want.
You mean the spells you want to do?
Okay, so let's...
Are you playing boost?
We have a guiding bolt.
Too short.
We have...
Eldritch Blast doesn't work.
Hold action. Eldritch Blast.
Okay, listen. Range. You guys aren't looking at my fucking sheet. we have... Oh my god. Paul, I'm going to lose my mind. You said no to Guiding Bolt. That's the best thing I have to offer.
Foot.
That's
Do you have final anything, offer. Anything defensive? No?
Shield of Faith?
Can I put my shield?
You don't have a shield.
Okay.
Oh.
What do I do, Paul? You tell me, please.
You could ready to I'll do, I'll use I'll
just Fantastic, I'll do
fireworks
that.
Fireworks when they get close?
Perfect, close I'll do that.
Okay. Alright, next up.
Samurai.
Crab.
So am I, have I arrived?
You are coming up the street, you're using the,
The smoke cloud of, or the dust cloud in the air is...
Yeah,
The impact crater that was the front lawn of your old, or Luna's old house.
Yeah, you've been running for, like, the last little bit.
Right.
Well, you swam as fast as long as you could.
Then I flew.
And then, oh, you flew. Yeah, you're flying. You're actually running and flying and, like, jumping off of rooftops to speed yourself along.
Mm-hmm.
So you're within 150 feet of her. She's directly above you, actually.
How far away did you say she was?
150 feet. Mm-hmm. Directly above you.
Mm-hmm. yeah, now how many spots I'm going to use one of my new powers.
Talk to me.
Sorry, we're discussing something.
Shrapnel blast.
It's basically a fireball.
Uh-huh. Piercing damage fireball.
Yeah, do it.
Oh my god, he throws a small crab up there and it explodes.
I'd say more like a conch shell.
A conch. It's 86.
I'm just picturing he's got like this little crab forms in his hand. He whips it into the air and it just
detonation.
Little tiny shards of crab.
Need to bother rolling. Hold on.
Is there also butter with the crab? Just asking.
My dice hate me today, so yeah, you have to roll.
Got it.
I like that your dice are being mean to you.
Oh, of course.
I mean,
borrow, Chad.
All right, you're using the wrong d6.
Yeah, I could use my double in.
I like it.
Chad, do you have five?
Yeah.
20. Oh, 30.
Even. All right, so we'll take 15. Okay. She yells down, "What are you, some kind of anime wannabe?"
Probably. Are you kidding me? No, there's no way that she knows what anime is. Are you kidding me?
You some kind of cartoon wannabe?
Yeah, there you go.
It's anime, bitch.
There we go. All right. Who's next?
That would be Damon.
Damon, how far am I from her?
200 feet.
What's the range on hold person?
60 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, going to plan B. Natalie?
Yeah.
Double all your move speeds, add +2 to your armor class.
And you get an extra attack on your turn. Haste.
Haste.
Yeah.
Haste, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I still gotta wait.
Oh.
What level are you casting the haste at?
I don't get multiple targets. If I could, I would, but haste doesn't do that. I
thought it did.
Hey, if you wanted to do that.
Already good. I'm not. Never mind. I don't need to buff haste.
You kidding me, Paul? You know the downside of haste?
Oh, yeah. You lose a turn.
The recipient loses the turn.
I know.
So let's say I cast it on the whole party, and then I lose my.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I make that my mission.
Yeah. So. If you want, upgrade haste to have that.
I'm good. Who's next?
Her.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. All right. Samurai Crab has successfully... Oh, did you continue moving after that or to get closer to your friends, or are you good where you are?
I'm good where I'm at.
Oh, so, I also then move 30 closer to her.
Okay. So...
40.
Yeah, you had to move them. But her order is only 5 foot for that movement speed, not 10 foot. 10 foot increase, you got to be within 5 to get it.
I thought it was no, 10 feet.
Yeah, it's until level 17 or something like that.
Okay.
It's one of the ones that's smaller.
I
was reading it the other day. Okay, so I need... Well, because she can't do what she wanted to, she was going to blow all of you up at once. Instead, she's going to move to within 150 feet of them. So she's going to shoot for over 50. And she's going to... draw on a power not unlike what you've seen Rico do or Blastar do when he's really mad, and a black ball shoots out of her hand that looks like it's warping on itself.
How close did she move?
150 feet.
Okay.
Not 50 feet.
And I need strength saving throws from everyone on the ground. Including them. So everyone but...
Samurai Crab.
Samurai Crab.
Okay. And so I'm no longer within her bonus
area. Correct, you moved away.
Natural 20.
You're lucky that that's what you rolled. How'd you do?
Not well.
With the +3?
Even with the +3, a nat 1 is a nat 1.
Yeah, that's gonna
be. You can use your inspiration.
I'm getting a grand total of plus three
the DC
to
the save. Is 18.
See, I appreciate that you don't even have to ask me. You're just like, I just know that.
Well, aren't you in range of her?
Shit.
Yes.
Plus one, plus, or plus three, plus your cloak for four.
Minus and a one. Minus one. I'll try again.
You don't have to. You can have Luna's lucky.
Take my lucky. Take my lucky.
It doesn't matter. Because that's a two.
Hey, but it's now a one.
Okay.
I'm going to eat the damage. What do we got?
All right.
I rolled an 11 plus 9, by the way. No one asked.
20 makes it. Someone roll for El Combustion.
What is his plus?
Roll with advantage.
And add 13.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I just got that.
18 plus 13.
Oh, 31, yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of shrugs
it up. This is all force damage. Oh.
You want to fucking trade for that?
Probably would have been helpful, actually.
Yeah.
10, you have 20, 30, 40, 55.
And what does saving it give you?
Half.
And if you got a natural 20?
Half.
Half and half? Okay.
No, total of half. Everyone is ripped back, is ripped to the center point of it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Usually, if you save,
if you saved, you don't move.
Got it.
Unless you want to.
Well,
I don't want to be near the gravity well.
What is the half damage?
27.
Thank you. You weren't saying it.
Sorry. 55 half is 20. Is 27. I don't know if that's audible, but why are you making the face? and I need you to make a con save for me, Rob. DC's 13.
Wait, so we were all pulled closer to her or farther away? Something along
those lines? I am going to use my inspiration.
Did you fail?
I'm a... Yeah, plus 10. I rolled a 2.
Yeah.
I feel like egging her on...
With a 3!
...was the incorrect choice. Maybe I shouldn't have egged her on. Maybe I should have just let her leave.
Maybe. Too late now.
Just thinking out loud. Or thinking inside my head.
Yeah. All right. the face that
El Combustion is up next.
Yeah. He says, who's ready for a smack? Who's Saint? I tried to take you out of this world once.
I brought you into this world.
And now I'm going to succeed. And he boosts himself at her. And someone make me 3 attacks.
At advantage? Because he's attacking recklessly?
Correct. Now he's doing this as he flies by, so he won't be. He'll do this every other turn.
10 plus what?
12.
22 to hit?
Shield.
Natural 20?
Yeah, it's going to be bad for her.
And third attack? 15 plus 12 for 27?
Shield still blocks it.
Damn.
She's thick.
Wait.
27?
She shielded at 22.
She's got a natural 23 AC. Well, she wouldn't need to shield.
Yeah.
She has a natural 23 AC.
But he hits once with a crit.
Correct. Which is real bad for her. Roll me 2d12 and then add 31.
I probably should have hasted him instead.
Ow.
Fuck.
It's
this isn't gonna fucking.
It's a 2d12 gravity.
Does he re-roll low numbers?
No.
No great weapon mastery?
These are his fists.
Just tell him the number.
Okay, so I roll a 2 and a 3.
Oh,
So 36.
Rob.
Hey, why the. I rolled 2 natural 20s.
Write that down. It is 2d12 plus 7. That's the damage on it. Wait, can I math?
24, yeah. 32, yes.
Yeah. Be confident with your math.
No, 31.
Man.
Yeah, that's
31, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and that will happen every other round. Because he can't...
Keep doing that forever.
He can't...
He has to turn around
on a dime.
Exactly. Right. Like, he could, but he would really hurt himself, and he's too old for that shit.
I'm too old for this shit!
And she goes, you're an old man! Ow, son of a fuck! Oh,
ow!
Alright, you're still... Ow! Okay, you're old. I get it. Damn. Okay. Alright. Who's next?
Oh, that would be me.
Alright, so you just saw your grandfather beat the shit out of your mom, and you're okay with it. So what do you do?
Yeah. Who's nearby me? No, I got pulled to the gravity well. Fuck.
So you're wait, you were gonna.
Is it still a gravity well?
No. It was a one-time yank, but you were already in the middle of it. For every 5 foot you got yanked, you were going to take an extra D6, but you were already in the middle of it, so you didn't get hurt by it. It was just going to hurt Damon a lot if it happened.
All right.
You were going to cast fly.
Yes.
Sorry.
I need two targets.
I'm 30 feet away.
Yeah, it's range touch, you fuck.
Then touch yourself, you fuck.
Is fly range touch?
Yes.
It's 60-foot range, isn't it?
Range, area, touch.
No shit. Okay.
So touch yourself.
Well, I was gonna get Samurai in on that, but
is wait.
I know, but
it's 40 versus 60. It's not. Yep. You're not gonna catch her if she runs away.
Yeah,
you know that.
All right, I am going to twin cast fly,
boom,
using my sorcery points. Yes, let me find them.
Three sorcery points. I thought you were saying three targets. Nope. Like, try touch.
So instead of upcasting it to fourth level, you just twin cast it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm utilizing my abilities.
I know. I guess you don't have empower. You don't have anything that would like really up your damage. So that works. Oops. Okay.
And I'm going to affect
right force
and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to fly 70 feet straight towards her.
All right, so you are now, you're at 80 foot from her now.
Sorry. I get her bonus because I was touching her, so 80 feet.
So you're now 70 feet.
Yes.
Wow.
You'll get to her next round.
There is a loud blast-off sound.
There's a loud ignition sound.
That's it. That's Mom.
Yeah. Mommy likes that.
Not as far as he's concerned. All right. Who's next?
That would be top of the order, Bright Force.
Bright Force, you now have the ability to fly
at double speed.
70 feet. Well, she gets her plus 10.
Haste.
I go.
She's hasted.
You can reach her.
I'm going to go.
You can fuck her up.
I'm going to go fuck her up.
Guess what night it is? It's Smite Night.
Are you ready to be eradicated?
Get her.
Wait.
Well, there goes my other plan.
Well, 4 plus 10 is 14. Yeah. Yes. I figured as much. I'm going to use Lucky.
You going to Lucky that? Okay.
I'm going to Lucky.
You get 3 attacks.
Yep. I'm giving you an extra attack as well.
Oh, you know what? No, I don't want to do Lucky then. I'll just see how this one goes then. Oh, 16 plus 10.
Misses with her.
16 plus 10. But
you're wasting her shield.
No, yep. She hasn't had a turn since after Elkenbuck.
She's still using the same shield. So she's
still shielded. Yep, still the same shield, unfortunately.
You gotta burn those.
19 plus 10?
Yeah, hit.
And that's fucking finally, guys.
That was the number above you needed.
One more than you needed.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Natalie, do you know the magic word?
Is it smite name?
Third. Yeah. It's called third.
Third smite? Gotcha.
Third level smite.
So all right, you said... 48s,
46s. Real ones and twos.
1, 2, 3, 4. And then you said 4d8s as well?
Correct.
Yep.
Oh, that high damage, it runs in the family.
It's a family trace. I
threw 16d6 at you.
Wait a minute. Okay, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah, and it fucked my world up.
how much HP do you have left?
I see many sixes and many fives.
82.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I have what slight for me.
You cranked out on the HP tank.
Okay.
Okay. 10.
What time of the day is it?
It's
evening.
Evening.
Twilight. It's twilight?
Yes, you can fly.
Yay, I can fly. So I flew towards her then. If it doesn't take an action to do that.
Bonus action activate.
That's what I have to double check.
I know it's bonus action. Steps to the parade, right?
47?
Nice.
Okay, wow. Just to be sure, we have 2, 3, 5s,
15.
A 6.
It's a bonus action.
21.
A 4 and a 3.
25, 28.
A 7 and an 8.
35, 43.
And then plus 6.
49.
Okay. Was that what I said?
Unless she is resistant to radiant.
And how much did Alcabastion do to her?
Did I do more than Alcabastion?
I like the sounds of it.
I did?
Yeah, he crit.
Just imagine if you had a critical hit.
Oh my god, I just need one
honestly,
more
to critical. He's better off using concussive touch.
Yeah.
By the way, god. I also rolled very low.
Better off.
I also
you only get to one instead of three.
I also rolled low on his damage.
Yeah. I'm aware. All right, so that small you have one more swing. Oh, no, that was your third swing. Right?
That was my third swing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
That was for not Krabby. Being nice.
You watched as Bright Force has just utterly.
Is there sparkles behind her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fireworks, little fireworks.
She's trailing like Roman candles.
Well, at least I know where the fight is.
Oh yeah,
I'll follow those.
Everyone knows where the fight is.
I'm not nearly as fast as they are, so. I will move to get
a... move, or are you going to move single once and then shoot him with something?
I'm going to move once and shoot him with the water bolt.
You can still grenade him. Just got to put the edge right on the boss.
Yeah, she didn't know that I'm that good with it yet.
She didn't get close enough for my actual real plan. I have two other plans, but... Oh! This brings up a very important question that Rob brought up in the car right here.
Talk to me.
I have a lot of concentration spells.
That's a problem.
Can I have CC concentrate on one of them?
Ooh.
You can roll an Arcana. And if you beat 10 plus level of the spell, you can have it.
I like this plan.
Guess who's proficient in Arcana now?
10 plus level of spell. Hold on. Let me think about that.
By the way,
no, you already said it.
Since he had the psychic link.
Old rules would have been 15 plus. That's way too hard in this. In, I think 12 plus level of spell is too much.
I'd say keep with a 10.
Yeah, but that means he's almost never going to fail it. Well, actually, no. Your bonus isn't crazy high like Demon's.
4.
Oh, yeah, no. 10 plus level spell's fine.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
But if you fail it, you have to choose which one you give up.
Okay. I know which one I have to keep, but...
Why?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so my water bolt misses. 14 plus 9.
That was a good shot.
It was a good shot.
All right. What does it look like? You've never used it in combat before.
Basically, as I throw my hand forward, the water just seems to flow up over the shoulder and off through the pointed hand.
Girl.
She's picking up on the mic.
Yeah, I know I can. Sorry. Turn on the nose. No, it's okay. Just give her, put her in a chair.
I know. I'm kind of hoping that she goes in there.
Hat.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
So, yeah. So the water basically comes up over the shoulders and down the arm.
And does it form in any kind of shape when it launches, or is it just like a bolt?
It forms like a needle.
Or does it form like an arrow from a Yomi?
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Like a longbow arrow.
Yeah.
But a Yomi, which is an even longer arrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Okay. And you see as it rips past her, and she goes, oh! And actually, it does hit her shield. She goes, ping! She's like, I have to be more careful of that one. And she completely ignores her.
Oh my, I fucking hate that shit.
All right.
It's like she knows that and does that to you.
Oh my god.
Just wait till I get into range. She's peeking.
All right, cool. She's happy and peeking, that's all right with me. All right, who's next? We got Damon. Demon. Demon, you watch as Yomi arrow, a very long, broad-bladed arrow, impact upon the shield of Boom Saint as she says, oh.
I proceed to fly 30 feet.
Okay.
30 more feet.
Okay.
Double move. And then...
Wait.
So that puts me at 90 total distance. So I am total of 60 away.
Correct.
Unless I use my... bonus action to move instead.
How would you do that?
Misty Step.
Over. Then you couldn't cast a leveled spell.
I got cantrips.
I just said leveled spell. Yeah, do what you want.
Yeah. I'm going to use my tome, because I have Misty Step in it, as a second level spell, to get my additional 30 feet, so I can Eldritch Blaster.
A Luminous Blast?
Yes, Luminous Blast.
Cool.
No, he's got levels of Warlock now, too.
Go for it, I don't give a shit. Nerf yourself.
Nerf this. Right, no, I don't have the guiding bolt. Yeah, that's next level. Right at
the top of the stairs. Oh, Ellie!
I missed. Two radiant bolts of one going at would hit a 20. The other one will hit a 12.
Not good rolls.
Wait, 21.
Yeah, no, it would not. In,
yeah,
you need a 28.
Yeah, I rolled a 10.
Yeah.
Plus, where's actions? There it is. Yeah, I'm only a plus 10.
Yep.
AKA.
You rolled a 2?
The other one was a 2.
Oof.
And this attack's not worth the inspirations to re-roll yet.
No.
But give me other things to think about.
Next.
It's her.
All right. She is going to be the bad bitch y'all expect her to be.
She's running.
No. She is going to turn into a ball of force and shoot through because it's 120 foot line. So she would shoot through Bright Force, through Weasel, and she bend
who's Weasel?
Through Blastar, and then through Damon, and then she can't get Samurai Crab in it.
How is...
It's not a straight line. She can bend it.
Okay.
She moves 120 feet and does damage along the path.
Okay, she zips through.
Yes. And that is only this many D6s. I need dexterity saving throws. From the three people who are attacked. And Samurai Crab's like, do I mean nothing to you? You're not mad.
How much?
I want to hand me my... power. I'll see if I can keep it contained that way.
You could literally stand up and grab one over there.
Do I have one over there?
There's a big one. I thought you had a big one over there.
It's at my dad's house. Yeah, I gave it.
What about that one? No, you take. I have them all in this thing. They're on this. You're not listening.
Nope.
Fantastic.
He likes his dice tower.
It rolls for shit. Oh, yep. That's too par for the course. All right. What do we have for totals, by the way?
Natural 20.
Yeah, you will take half.
Total of a 20.
You will also take half.
A total of 19.
Everyone takes half.
Fantastic.
I wasted a nat 20 on that.
It is only 29 damage, so take 14.
Awesome. Nothing.
And yeah, I'm looking fucked.
And then she turns around and says, "Oh, loony." And then she's going to blast you.
So she moved through us, and then she went all the way. Or is she firing from the new position?
Ground. Yeah.
She's grounded now.
Oh, yep. She's like 25 feet off the ground.
Okay. But she's
just short of me.
Yeah, actually, she's like right just about.
You're like, oh, come on.
So she didn't move that distance. She just fired a beam?
No, she moved.
And then.
It was a bonus action, like misty step thing, but 120 foot with damage. She can do a certain number of times per day.
It's a power set thing.
Actually, yes. But no. And then she's going to Eldritch Blast at Luna 4 times.
So, can I do the shield thing now?
If I would hit you, yes.
Okay.
Alright. Remember, you do have a plus 2.
Plus 2 now? Okay. Yeah. So now it's 25, by the way.
If I would hit you.
I'm letting you know that it's 25 is all.
And it's short more die.
Since I'm assuming that you're going to be using many a die. That sounds like a lot. Yep.
Did I roll enough? Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Did I roll enough?
Well, okay. So.
Fuck.
Let's do at least in order of good to bad. Bad to good. We have a net 1, so magic and I go off on her hand. So that ignore that die. We've got a 16 misses you.
Yes.
Remove that.
You're looking for a 25.
Yeah, I know. I got a 22.
Okay.
Does that require your shield?
No.
No, that's 25 without the shield.
25 without the shield.
I boosted her, remember?
Okay.
I got haste, bitch.
we're playing Voltron Paladin?
Yeah.
Okay, and then net 20.
Smite Knight.
That's what
Voltron,
it said!
Voltron Paladin with shield? Smite Knight.
Can I do shield?
You cannot shield past a net 20.
Oh, son of a bitch, okay.
So you will take 23 points of force damage.
23.
I like Dad better anyway.
Right, but you said the bad guys don't get the maxed out die.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll roll it. I was just doing it because it was easier.
Son of a bitch, Paul. Okay. I already did the math. Sorry.
Make it one less. Oh, then I end the second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's a 22?
Yeah.
Okay, so then
eventually we'll group up.
Did oh, and then
if we're smart, we won't, but...
and then I yelled.
But then how am I supposed to give everyone health?
I like Dad better anyway.
Your father was weak. It was a political marriage.
Ah, no, bitch. Hate you. Fuck.
All right.
After I'm done with you, I'll take care of him.
That's over my dead body.
That can be arranged.
That's the plan.
Okay, now
she is radiating this aura of true hatred.
I want you to know that I'm radiating, like, I want to fuck you up, bitch.
Oh, it's coming across. It's okay.
All right, fantastic.
All right.
I'm surprised Blastar is, you know.
Is he just sitting there?
Calm.
Really?
Comparatively. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like you're
handling the whole rage thing.
Fantastic.
Next up is El Combustion.
Who is on his return trip.
He is on his way back. And he's like, shit, I gotta interact! And roll a power check for him. Roll plus its strength and...
So if it's strength, I use an extra die.
7... Add 13, yeah.
So add advantage.
Yes.
Okay.
With his strength check, yes.
19.
Total?
Yeah.
He is not on... He will need some adjustment in mid-flight. He will only get one. He will only get two attacks next time he comes at her. Because he's got to use one of his boosts to go off instead of hitting her with it.
Okay. Yeah, rolling a 5 and a 6.
Suck. All right.
Fuck.
Who's after Bastion? You.
That'd be me.
Yes. Oh, sorry, you just watched as your mom literally shot through you like a bullet.
Yeah. I'm about to handle that. So you said Arcana check.
Correct.
At the level of the spell plus 10.
Correct.
So my goal is a 12.
Whole person?
Yep.
You have to be within 60 feet. Are you within 60 feet?
Well, I was 80 feet in the air, and she's 25 feet off the ground.
Yeah, so yeah, he's within reach.
Yep. So...
Probably not fucking with diagonals. Makes
there is a 19 plus my Arcana of 4, so I, she needs to make a wisdom save.
Okay. Advantage. Is it what? No, it's not a charm.
No, it is not.
It's a paralysis.
She will choose to succeed.
Legendary actions.
Wouldn't that be just amazing if I could just do that and be like, I choose to succeed?
Mark that one off.
I choose for max damage, actually. That's what I choose.
Look on Mike's face is fucking...
The psychic. Chances that I'm going to make this, the fact that I got to hold two freaking, two concentrations... no, I choose to succeed.
Join the rage. Hit it
with more fucking dex saves.
Join the rage.
No, not dex saves. Anything.
Yeah. She gets or charisma. Those. No charisma either.
No. She can choose. She's got evasive or whatever.
Evasion. Yeah. Evasion, but she's also charisma based.
I know.
What else do you do?
Yeah, join the rage.
I don't have any bonus action shit. So.
You can move, though. You can be right next to her if you want. I don't know why you would.
I'll go within 30 feet of him.
I was from the initial position 60 feet away from the initial position.
So then I get the die.
I have not opened my Twilight Sanctum yet.
Damn.
Well, I'm still looking like shit.
I need heating.
Yep.
He's a full-on Genji made up in this bitch. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on, Mike. I'm going to help you out real quick.
Thank you.
I got you. All right. After Blastar is
the net.
The net 20. Yep.
Can I fly back to her?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It would take your bonus action, but that's fine. I'm sorry. It would take your extra action. No.
She's hasted and flied.
Haste and
fly. Oh yeah, man, you're good.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again where I hit her and
she is not shielded this time, so.
Not yet.
6 plus 10.
Gonna miss.
I even
with yes, shield. Mike.
17 plus 10.
27. She will shield.
Counterspell.
Oh, that's not good.
And she's already used her reaction.
You can roll a d6.
So, audience, Mike has a special counterspell that deals
6
damage.
Points.
She'll take half.
So, 17 plus 10 is So I'll do.
Yeah, I gotta learn that from you.
Should I just do another level 3?
Doesn't stop Damon from wanting to.
Correct.
Huh? Should I do another level 3?
I drop a bomb on
yeah. My suggestion is always.
Was it level 3? I mean, I only have.
Versus her, yeah. We want to take her out quickly.
Yeah, if we can't take her out, she'll decimate us.
Okay.
Oh, I plan on it next round.
All right. The word decimate means reduced by 10%.
Yeah.
She did more than that.
Eviscerate.
Each attack.
Eviscerate. Okay.
That's a spell.
That's a lot worse, but it's fine. We'll be fine. 10.
But remember, reroll 1s and 2s.
You are right.
She's like, this might improve. Hold on.
Oh, it has truly improved.
I like the sound of this.
10, 20.
Natalie. Do you want to use the catchphrase? I gave you permission to say it before.
Okay. It's the...
It's pendejo is the last
pendeja.
One.
Pendejo. Pendejo. Oi! Oi! Pendejo!
8! Shit!
Call back to...
36.
Long time.
50 damage.
Boom.
Bitch.
She doesn't like you.
I know she never liked me. You never loved me.
No.
I didn't think that you would agree with
no,
me.
No, I didn't.
I figured. I know.
To be fair, I don't think she has the capacity for it.
16 plus 10?
26. 26, yeah.
I don't have any 3s left.
Oh, that's right. It's a bonus action to shield, isn't it? Or
a reaction. Yeah.
So she does that.
She
shot.
Yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't think to get within 60 feet of her.
Yeah, that was my goal. Guess how far away I was?
80.
60. No, I moved 90 towards her initial.
That I can get spell slots back?
Yes, you can use your bonus action for your Pearl of Power.
Can I do that?
Pearl of Power is an action.
Yeah, it's a
but you have you can remove your Channel Divinity.
Yeah, no, it's your second level. I looked it up.
Yep.
So currently. You could use a second level smite. You can't use a third yet.
Okay, fantastic. Okay.
Then,
so now what do I add?
3d8, not 4.
Okay.
Then your bonus action is restore a smite slot.
Or you hold on to it.
Her channel divinity will give temporary hit points.
Which is really good.
Rerolls 1s and 2s.
It doesn't scale that well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is flanking a thing in your...
Only if you do something creative.
Gotcha.
We did flanking for a while and it just came across as really gamey.
That's fine. I figured
now,
I'd ask. Cause
now, if you've got something like a really cool flavor thing you're going to do, like, absolutely, you can have your advantage.
38 damage. This one isn't. It wasn't good, but it's fine.
You did just fine.
Guys, my back hurts so much.
You did 100. You just did 88 damage in one turn, so.
You've also, with that one smite, did more than El Combustion did with a crit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that makes Samurai Crab up.
It is.
Instead of restoring that smite slot, you could give yourself extra temporary hit points or allies within range of you anytime you smite, but only once because you only have one channel divinity total.
Okay.
But you got a second level.
Nope, I'm looking at your character sheet. She currently only has one. Okay. Her short rest. It's clerics that get the additional ones. She does not.
I thought like maybe we got one at a higher level, maybe.
Probably, but not the current level.
17.
17, I got a second one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just making but it's 2d8 plus right. 10 okay. You can give yourself or somebody.
Which, if you're really hurt...
It's good.
It's
how close are you to me?
I'm 60 feet away.
So not close enough.
But you've taken some damage. You could do it to for yourself.
But it's a cost of...
I'm at 50, so...
You're going to want to do it. Then.
Okay.
So roll 2d10 and add your... And add 10. Now what's that ability called?
Inspiring that? Smite.
I rolled a 10 and an 8, so that's 18. And
28 point. You get 28 temporary.
It's 2d8 plus 10.
Oh.
So re-roll the 10.
Let's call the 10 an 8.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You said 2.
Maxed out, 26.
Roll. Yeah, just take it. It's fine. If you beat the number on Beau, I'm not going to finger on it.
Yep.
I told it the wrong number, not the other way around.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So yeah. She's
see,
got
everyone, it's Paul's fault.
26 temporary HPs.
Jesus.
All right, who's next up is Samurai
Crab. Samurai Crab.
You watched as a Bright Force utterly whacked. She's looking not like bleeding out, but she is really badly injured.
Well, I'm going to go see if I can finish her off.
Oh, no.
Oh, horrible idea. I love this.
Go.
Well,
do what you gotta do.
So I'm gonna engage.
Go for it.
Pull both weapons.
Paul's trying to figure out what you have planned, and I love it.
Well, that will work. That's a natural 20 on the katana.
Fuck yes!
And a 4 plus 9, so 13 is not going to be anywhere close. Not so I am looking at 41 damage on the katana.
Okay. And...
Fuck yes.
Eat! Shit! She is bleeding pretty bad. No, in 5th edition, instead of killing, you can just...
Not. Yeah.
Now, I do have a thing that if you would not, if you would actually kill them, you cannot. So, like, if for some miraculous reason you did her hit points negative, you cannot not kill.
Okay.
It's
impact shock.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it's like, if you're like, oh, I shoot the commoner. The commoner has 4 HP. You did 10 HP. You killed him. No, I pulled a bunch. You hit points negative. That guy died and you killed him. That's a personal rule because otherwise PCs can go, I bitch slap him and they fall down. No. And you can't pull your blow either.
Well, seeing how she's absolutely devastating.
She's going to cause y'all some pain.
I'm gonna just swing out on her.
You watch, there's actually like a singularity forming in front of her.
So, 23?
That's what you need.
Fucked her with that counterspell.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
And she already used her reaction, so she can't counterspell on it.
That's why you have two casters.
She's very fucking self.
I know. But guess what? We have a second caster to counterspell the counterspell.
But that's only 15 on the Wakisashi. Oh,
boom, baby.
And then the katana missed.
All right.
How's it going?
She's fucked up.
Yeah.
Daemon. So how far is she from me?
Say 40 or 50 feet.
Okay.
Is that a relevant number between the two of those?
I have a 30-foot move.
She's 40 or 50 feet away.
Out of directly getting to her. Got it. Unless a bonus action to get to her. But everyone is within 60 feet of me, correct?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I should actually buff the party. Heal the party. Because everyone's kind of injured now.
Oh, yeah. I could use that.
And I could use that as movement, too.
True.
Except me.
Except you. Right. So I'd only get 3 targets.
Damn.
Or, mm-hmm. I'm still charged up from earlier. I misty step to her.
Here we go, baby.
Hold the hit.
Alright, I will close the distance and misty step the rest of the way, engage, and...
Wait. He's already engaged with her, as is she. Misty step behind her.
Flanking's not a thing.
I know it's not a thing,
but it's a sudden appearance.
Clever,
it's
a sudden enough appearance. Use of the power.
Roll stealth.
That's going to fail.
Oh, have some confidence. Come on.
Her perception. See it going well for you.
I'm a plus 2.
She rolled an 18. Plus, she has more than a plus 5.
That's an 8 for a 10, so yeah.
You do not have advantage.
No, it's not a natural 20.
Oh. Does not always succeed. You still fail.
Nah, so, 22. So, no matter what, I would have failed.
I rolled a 5.
You'd think natural 20 was all usually going to be an awesome
skill. Not on skill tricks.
Okay.
You can still have those eureka moments.
True.
It was not one of them.
She did. She had a eureka moment of someone's coming up behind me.
Now, I would actually allow the spending of an inspiration to turn a natural 20 on a skill check into a eureka moment. I think that's a cool use of it.
That is a cool use of it.
I will give you that inspiration.
I did not have a natural 20.
Oh.
I bumped it to a 20 because it was sitting there.
Yeah, it's better to save it for the hit that's about to come. Okay. What we determined the maximum was? Proficiency plus intelligence, so 10d10 damage. Got it.
Damn.
Inspiration!
I thought it was a 20. I was like, fuck!
It's a 10.
That ain't gonna do it.
He's using his inspiration to,
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have three left, so...
Okay.
I've got two left. I'll use another one.
Fuck!
So, are you using two?
Yeah, keep using. Yeah, fuck it. Use them up. I don't give a shit.
Are you using a second one, or do you want me to?
You said you were, so... Nope. We want this 10d10 to hit.
Yeah.
27 to hit.
Thank
God. Because she can't be shielded, that hits.
Yep, because her action is next.
Oh, yeah. She's going to make you feel the pain.
Yeah,
no,
so...
No, she's not.
Bye.
Yeah, she is.
She can survive 10d10?
Uh-huh.
You said that she's bleeding.
Just do it. So I need...
Oh, yeah. She has a certain number of HP, and she is below what she's comfortable with, but she's... There's what she is right now. Yeah.
She walked away from El Combustion. Like...
Yeah. A fight with El Combustion. She bled away from that one. That was an hour-long fight of beating the piss out of each other.
7, 8, 9, 10. All right.
The last time you guys fought each other, she had just gotten back in the game.
Yeah.
Yes, Rob?
68 radiant damage.
Cool.
Now, if I remember right, originally I was allowed to use my Hemocraft die on the attack.
Sure.
But I am no longer a Blood Hunter.
Uh-huh.
I instead have the Cleric at bonus.
Attack, yeah. You can have the D8.
Just roll a regular D8.
So, 75 total damage.
Fuck.
Okay. Well then.
She's gonna cunning action.
Does that do?
Take half. She's gonna uncanny dodge. Oh, she's reaction.
Her reaction's already burnt.
Ooh, that's not good for her.
Yeah, I know. No. That's why I chose now. 75 radiant.
Okay.
What about 23?
She's taking 323 damage.
Oh, 323. I thought you were telling me she had 23 health left.
It's hers.
Yeah.
I choose to let my wings fall off.
That's a bonus action to cancel it. And you've already used your bonus action.
I missed the step, yep.
Yep. Well, children, this has been a lovely fight. Maybe you'll see me again. I need everyone within 120 feet of her to make me a strength saving throw.
Hey, I'm near Luna.
You are near Luna.
So that gives us an extra...
Plus three.
Is it a spell effect?
It is, yes. Power transparency, yes, it would be.
It is a spell?
It is not a spell. It is a power. But with spell transparency, he gets his mantle of spell resistance is going to work against it.
Oh. Holy shit. I make it.
What's the DC?
DC 18.
Nat 20.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
So
15 plus.
Oh,
No one asked, but it's 15 plus 9.
You made it.
No one asked,
I'm spending a
inspiration. Yeah.
Is it an action to do
colors 20? Okay. 20 plus
9. Hang on, I'm looking at something.
Okay, I'm going to break this out into easy to use chunks because this is a bitch to count in here.
Use of an action. Got it.
Around the table. Natalie, how'd you do?
Didn't hear me. It's 15 plus 9.
You succeeded.
At 20.
You're lucky. Demon?
Not so lucky.
All right, you're not lucky then.
I used an inspiration because I.
Or an indomitable.
Oh, that's right. I can do indomitable. Yeah.
Can I use a Natalie Lucky die?
Go for it.
That allowed me to get the nat 20.
You're lucky. You needed it.
There's a 19.
19. I'm good. Okay. It was a 8 plus 3 for 11. Right.
So it is 62 points of damage. And
is that already halved?
No.
So 31.
So 31. And then I need everyone to make an additional dex save.
What?
Go find out. She broke the singularity in front of her. That's what the strength save was.
What am I doing? You said dex?
Yep.
20 total.
So this is not part of the spell effect?
It would also be.
I rolled a 16 plus 3 is 19.
You made it.
Thank God.
So, I rolled a 4. I used a Thunderball. No, not Thunderball. Mini Boom. To give myself advantage. And I rolled a 12 plus 7 for 19.
15 plus 5 is 20.
15 plus 10 with all the bonuses.
So everyone made it again. It's only...
Thank you, Natalie.
No problem, guys.
Yep. Your power saves
us. I'm keeping the fucking party alive.
Yeah, the cleric hasn't done any healing yet.
Hasn't done any healing. I'm just keeping everyone alive with these saves.
Short 2d8s.
Oh, no. Paul can't use a d8. Oh, son of a bitch.
You missed one.
This is
on the table. Yep.
Thank you. What was the initial damage type? Okay, and this is damage typed.
This is radiant. She doesn't get to empower this one though, because she already did it.
And it's not a spell effect. 30, it's not a spell.
44 points of radiant.
So I take 11.
Yeah. And
22.
Have to 22. And she disappears. Perception checks from this. God, this bitch. You get and anyone can roll an arcana if they want.
I rolled an 18 plus 9 for 27.
19 plus
4
for
23. Okay. Wow, okay.
Arcana is 13 plus 4 for 17.
Arcana is 28.
So let's do perception. Let's do the arcana checks first. What's that? What are the arcana checks on the table?
17.
28.
17, that you're like, she probably didn't go that far. She spent that much energy at the exit site. 28, you're like, that was a short range teleport.
But it was not a spell.
No more than a, this is an innate contingency, actually. Essentially, she had a thing that if I get down to this amount of HP, one will go off, then she used her action to do the other.
Okay.
My thing was 320 was her... 350 was her max HP.
So, how far do I estimate short distance, like...
Short, less than a mile.
Perceptions.
Perceptions. Anyone who broke a 20...
Okay.
Sees a blur of red with black boots... about a mile away, headed towards the outskirts of the city. Headed directly. Oh, actually, headed. No, she's headed towards the asylum.
Northwest.
Yes, northwest. And you know that at her speed, she'll probably get there. Hey, Art's like, I just gotta look at the asylum.
It's somewhere up here.
Yep.
Okay.
That's easier to read now when you do that. It's the foresty area in the top left.
So, I use my action.
You just make a blank page. Press hold, add blank pay. Oh, it won't let you do it.
So with my 27, I just get that too.
Yeah, 27. You see that she is bleeding profusely, and that she has her hand to her ear.
Oh, I think I need to check my powers list.
Well, I start praying.
Everyone is bleeding badly. What's the final HP totals on the table?
23.
15. Hold on, 23. That means without your 10 HP, you were fooked.
She would have downed me, yeah. Yeah.
20. 75.
Oh, you were fine.
So, as an action, I begin to pray.
You can do mass healing, mass cure wounds.
Hey, you two, hitchhikers, I need a favor.
We're listening, and they say in unison.
Smite that bitch.
Smite the bitch or bring her back and hold her in position for a moment.
All right. I will roll that, not you.
Okay. Divine intervention.
Yay.
All right. You know that this 10%
chance.
You know this works.
Rob, don't leave him hanging.
We can do it again.
Rob, 7 days.
Rob, don't leave him hanging. Oh, God. That was so painful. It was so many seconds.
Would you like to? I'll give you a choice. Either I'll let you pick a range, or you can pick 10 numbers that are good for you, and then every level you can add an additional number.
I'm just going to pick a range, because it's going to be hard to remember those numbers. I can write it down, but I don't want to.
Are we doing ice rules?
So I'm going to be going from 100 down, being my range.
91 and up.
Yes, 91 and up.
answer was 20.
So I got a day before, or a long rest before we can do this again.
Correct.
Wait, can you do inspiration? Can I give him inspiration to do that again? Can we do that again, please?
I'll allow it once.
Okay.
But you can't do multiple.
I give it to
because
you.
Because you've got two beings you're talking to.
I give it to you.
Since that was Ethereal's
cry. That was one of them. Now for the other. Yeah. The
same,
first
same number?
Same.
Ethereal was smite the bitch, and then the other one, bring her back.
28.
Worth a shot.
No, so that second time it should have been. I let him do it, so he gets to roll. Correct answer.
Divine intervention is rolled by the DM.
Always.
Son of a bitch.
Because they're supposed to do it behind the screen, and if it would break their game, they don't let it happen. I rolled in front of everybody, so they know I wasn't bullshitting. All right. You know where she's going.
Yeah, we do.
Didn't you set up your link?
I'm sorry. You know that's the direction she's
going. Our link is set up with us, yes.
No, you didn't spike her mind?
I couldn't.
Oh, because of his concentration?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
And we had the Voltron net. Got it.
Yeah.
Paul, could I have done Compelled Duel? I wanted to do that, but you were doing the saves.
That's a bonus action on your turn.
Okay, never mind.
But that wouldn't have been a bad idea, because then she would have had to only attack you, which means she couldn't be doing the devastating shit she was doing.
But then she would have died.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have been focusing on healing you instead.
No, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, we would have gone full Voltron.
Gotcha.
I would have been grabbing some D12s and throwing them with some D6s and hoping you fell down.
Meanwhile, he's sitting there going, heal.
I'll outdamage you every time.
Yes. Except for the fact that I eventually will smite and help her out.
Did you set it only for the far right one?
As she disappears and goes away.
I'm just seeing if I can shrink it down just a touch.
Paul?
Okay.
Could I try to teleport to the to where the asylum is?
It's very far. You can try.
As she's fleeing, can I send her a telepathic message?
I'll allow it.
Coward. One word. That's all I needed.
10, 15,
and then cut off.
15, no, I have a
22
direct 100-foot telepathic.
Oh, wow.
She's really far, but I gave you a
Well, all five of us heal 22 fleeing. Points.
Teleport. I know, but you said points. We could see the shape of her moving, so it's like, well, coward.
One more perception check really quick before... you're technically still an initiative.
22. 13 plus 9. I hate math.
Did El Combustion get injured at all?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
No, he took the initial blast,
but he strength through it.
Yeah. He actually lands 44, next to you guys. Roll perception for him as well.
66, 88, 110. 20.
Did you really? Okay. Stop the presses. Your mailbox is glowing.
I rip it open.
22 points for everyone.
There is a glowing ball inside it.
Oh, I ain't touching that shit.
We're backing away. We're leaving this area. It's getting dead.
And it is growing. You each have an action.
Get out? The whole area?
Voltron, carry me!
The whole area? The community?
So the ball is glowing.
The ball is glowing, and you saw this. You saw the little bits of light leaking out around the...
It sounds like it's radiant.
Well,
the front of it.
I'm saying, is the community, or is it just the house?
It is. Your mailbox is like in the front yard, so it's like 10 foot from the door.
So, do I think it's going to be the house or the entire community?
Roll Arcana. Or power. Actually, you can roll your fireworks power.
Okay.
Okay, roll Arcana.
Proficiency plus con.
19 plus 7.
Wow. Okay. Well, what'd you get, Rob?
For Arcana?
I think he should...
She guesses.
Yeah, she's gonna... It will at least level your house, if not the two neighboring houses. There's no chance it may...
Are the people in the neighboring houses, did they leave? Did they flee?
This is the middle of the night, so they're probably home.
They're awake now, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there have been big booms.
Yeah, they're actually out on their stoop staring at you.
Natalie?
Yeah?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, what's up?
You still have your, you used your divine, whatever, your
thing,
channel divinity.
Yeah. Yep.
How far do you think you could throw that with a 20 strength?
Pretty fucking far.
Straight up?
I think so.
Hey, combustion!
Actually, yeah. Let's let the barbarian do that.
If I fly up and if I still have his thing, can I fly up and then throw it?
Yeah.
She also gets extra movement from me, too.
At haste. Haste.
I'll do that.
But she can use her haste action to move.
And then throw it.
Okay. I need you to roll me a... I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going
to
give you...
I want you to visualize this, though. I have picked up the mailbox. Like, I lifted it out of the ground, and I'm going up. I shut it, and I fly up.
So, this is a very important roll.
This is so important.
I assume you can throw it for him to get out of range.
Okay.
Or she just drops it.
Does it detonate when you try and throw it? Because it bounces against the walls of the mailbox.
Or you just drop it.
She flies up far enough when it's about to go.
It looks like it's about 150-foot radius. It is going to fuck up the block.
Okay, so what's her movement currently?
120.
Then that's her move action. Then she uses her action. Then she uses her haste action.
And then she's right next to it when it goes off.
Well, so it's 120. She can detonate it if we know that it's 150-foot radius, 10 feet.
At least 150-foot radius.
Okay.
Dude, if this is how I fucking go out, this is how I go out. This is awesome. I'm doing it.
I'll catch you!
Someone catch me!
What's your bad number on a D12?
On a D12, a 3 is a bad number.
3 is bad.
3.
All right,
is this dexterous throw?
No, this is full-on cranking strength.
Is that a D12?
Hey, I'm rolling it.
You said a D12, though?
Yes.
I understand that you said that you were rolling it. Can I give you my D12?
Sure.
Because I don't trust your guy.
Hey, Natalie, you should pick a 1 or a 2 so he can... So, because you re-roll 1s and 2s.
Oh. Only.
It is a weapon.
No, it is not.
And lucky.
Yeah. I'd let you re-roll it if it was... You have a lucky die left, right?
Yes, I do.
We used one for me. I know that much. One for you, one so for at least art. One left, yeah.
That was one for art, too. Mm. No? All right, so 3 is your bad number. You're an 11. You're about as far away from 3 as you can get. You yeet it up into the air, and you watch. That explosion was every bit of 500 foot in radius. If you had not thrown it hard, you would have lost the whole block. You know everyone in the block would have died.
I just fly down sadly. I'm like, oh my god.
What the fuck? Anyone else see that second sun?
What?
What? But it's nighttime, it was Damon.
It went up. It was an implosion. It went up. And you watch the as it like sucked all the air and it falls and there's actually a diamond that falls.
Ooh, how much it worth? We give it to the cleric.
Yeah, I like this idea.
No, excuse
me. Spell component. It's a spell component.
It's about 5 carats. It's a massive diamond.
I like this idea.
Like I said, I'm a carat for a carat per 1,000 gold piece worth, so it's worth 5,000 gold pieces.
We got a resurrection stone!
Yay!
Yeah, it would have killed everybody, or now it can bring somebody back to life.
No. It would have killed our tank and then brought her back to life.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, it would have.
I do have a 5th level left.
You would have died, and we would have gone, no!
By the way, one mass cure wounds has restored my big smite again.
But in case you're wondering, if you'd taken it, you would have been disintegrated as per the disintegrate spell. So, it would have worked. If you had burned rock to 0 HP on it with it. Oh, yeah, I wasn't fucking around with that fight.
She was.
Yep.
She was willing to kill everyone
in
the community.
Oh, yeah, she hated everyone there.
She hated
everyone. You know, she hated everyone.
Yeah.
She bitched about everybody on the whole block.
All right, well, I got focused on healing everyone, so I'm dropping my haste on you, Natalie. You lose your next. You lose this current action after I do that.
You're like,
oh no.
Yep. I then cast Beacon of Hope. And start to heal everyone.
Bing.
If only you could do Beacon of Hope and Aura of Life and Aura of Life at the same time. 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. You know?
Yeah.
The heal is good.
Beacon of Hope maxes it or?
It maximizes.
You couldn't let me have it. You know
roughly where she went.
What?
You couldn't let me have it.
Have what?
Couldn't let me have that kill. That was fucking rocker, super metal, metal.
She has to come back again.
It goes in threes. Yeah. I get it. I know.
All right. He took metal. The initial damage. The initial damage was, but he tanked it, was 27. So he has 5 more damage left on Combustion.
Sure.
Alright, everyone heals 10. He only heals 5. So 5, 15, 25, 35, 45.
What?
He's healing.
Oh.
You heal 10. Keeping
track of it.
Oh.
So you heal another 10.
Okay. So he healed 22 and then 10.
Okay, I got those two. Okay, I wanted to be sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're good.
You know roughly where she went.
I so want to fucking go. Just.
But you don't know who she's going to join. Yeah, she was talking to somebody.
Yep.
You're the only one who saw that.
Oh, did you tell us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Combustion says.
Do you know who?
I didn't get her. I couldn't get her again. It's my fault. It's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. Why would you say such a thing?
And he's just like punching the and he's just like punching his fist into his hand and it's making like shockwaves out. He's like, and it's almost painful to be nearby. He is not just mad. He's sad.
He's disappointed.
My responsibility.
Disappointed in himself. Holy shit.
12.
Nieta, you did a phenomenal job.
No, you did an
awful. Nieto, you too.
Right. I didn't do much.
18.
You let her hit him. I saw.
Hit him?
Hit her.
You let her hit her. That's good. Support the team.
That's all I could do.
It's all about supporting the team.
Everyone heals 18 now.
Okay.
She resisted the other thing that I tried.
That's okay. She resists lots of things. Like everything I ever tried to teach her.
And love. Like loving me.
Hey. What do you mean?
She said that she never loved me.
Her heart is so full of hate. There was no room left for love. Guess what? I have all of it, and it's for you.
Oh.
And you. And she points to his two grandkids. It's, you are the best things that ever happened to me. From that terrible thing came two phenomenal things.
And then two others.
I am perpetually grateful.
There's also two others. You have two other grandchildren. You have two other grandchildren.
They're good too.
I mean, one is missing.
One is a good
boy.
What
do you mean one's missing?
One is missing. I don't know where Anthony is. Anthony has disappeared.
Can you take another 18?
I got a text from Charlie like 20 minutes ago. So,
why is Charlie? What is Charlie texting you?
I like the think that he's just 3 points. He texts, but he texts like the one finger.
Oh, and you know his phone's like super reinforced. So he says. Guess, but I do voice to text because I fucked up the. Because
oh, please tell me that he has like the rain glasses just attached.
Yes.
To his
can you take another 18?
I have Jen read me my text now because it's way more efficient than me talking than me doing it myself.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. What does he say to you?
He says this one was he would like tamales from Maria's for dinner.
Okay.
I'm way the fuck down.
So it's a post or pre 18?
If you see
that's after the 18.
Holy shit, how much did I hit you for in that fight?
Okay, I got down to 15 from 137. Oh,
yeah, take another 30.
If you see a big brown bear, that's Anthony. But, like, make sure it's, like, a human type of bear, but not, like, an actual bear, because I don't want you to get hurt.
I'll be able to smell him. Don't worry.
You know how to... You smell him? You smell him? What?
Don't ask.
Do you know what he's talking about?
He's got a very surprisingly sharp nose.
Does he just have the biggest grin on his face?
Yeah. He's a totem barbarian.
Yeah.
He has 38 increased senses.
Okay. Totem barbarian. So if you see one, also, you let me know.
Enough. Also, he was resistant to that damage. He's a bear totem barbarian.
Okay, I'll remove 5 from my heal total.
And 13 more. He healed 27.
Correct.
So... It would only if he needed 30, so he'll 14 less.
Except that she was doing force damage, so
force is resisted, not psychic. Bear totems everything but psychic.
Yep.
I thought nothing resists force.
Bear totem barbarians
and the brooch of shielding.
And there's one other two more monsters.
New monsters now.
Can I have my die back?
Yes.
Natalie, how injured are you?
I'm at 73 out of 113.
73 out of 113.
Yeah, that's like 40.
40.
That's 40.
Boom. Heal 38.
Oh, okay.
Simple math.
How many spell slots do you have left?
I have all my firsts, 2 of my second, none of my third, 1 of my fourth, and 1 of my fifth, and none of my pool. But I now have a grand total of 371 in my damage pool.
Don't know who she joined up with.
Yeah. Yes. You're all healed up. Get back in there.
Okay.
Whimper, whimper.
I don't have any more third level spells left, man. I don't know if I can do that smite thing again.
You use your pearl of power.
You have your pearl of power to restore one. Okay. But you have to use an action, and it's once a day. I recommend doing it now.
Okay. If we're going after her.
You regardless should use it now. Because it's once a day.
Yeah, you just do it just to have it if you need it.
Okay, so I can do that for what? You said one?
One third level spell back.
One third level spell back.
You can just go to the pearl of power if it's added and use it, and then they'll give you a third level spell back.
Boom. There we go.
We had a chance to heal up. She likely did too.
Yes.
Yeah, but she doesn't heal as well as I do.
True.
She's not known for healing spells.
Oh, she's not. No.
Yeah.
But she might have someone that is.
She could be calling in a medic. That's why we need to go now.
Yeah.
Because that's only been a minute.
But you saw she was ripping way faster than you've been with haste.
Hey, Zeus, you here now?
Yeah, hold on. I just got back to the tower. I can't teleport, but I can fly real fast.
Got it. We might need a ride to the asylum?
No.
Why?
My powers go wonky there. I don't know why.
Okay, we just need a ride.
I don't go to that whole part of the city anymore.
Okay.
Why don't you call,
Wait a second. I have this wonderful portal chip. Holy shit.
It's one-time use.
One-time use, and that would take all of us, or?
Yeah, it makes a 10-foot portal that you can walk through. It lasts for a run.
And it would take us wherever we want.
It's anywhere in the city.
To the asylum.
We want to find...
I've been there, though.
Okay.
Please tell me that you've been there on, a school field trip.
What's your number on a D12?
Is it him that has to be there, or any of us?
Whoever uses the chit has to basically
remember.
Think about it.
As the
actually, no, I'm sorry. The portal chit is not magic; it's tech. It has four locations it can go to.
Oh, we got it from Grimoire. So,
that's a real magic. No, that's basically a teleport.
Yep.
Well, a short range. It can go 25 miles, which is more than enough to get anywhere in Riverside City.
And as the resident person that does all the spooky stuff, I would probably have been investigated at least once. I think I've even said it in the podcast towards being...
All right, well, just tell me, what number do you want? Any 12?
Six. I always go with six.
10. You meant to go, and you kept getting interrupted, but you have been to the forest surrounding it, like you just never went all the way in.
Close enough.
We'll go.
All right.
And with that, it's time to end. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you. Links to all of our socials are in the description. And thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.